Hello and welcome to episode number 118 of AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, coming to you from Searcy, Arkansas. I'm your host, Aaron Vaughn. This is the show where we rip open a wax pack every week and discuss that year and brand a card along with the players in the pack that we open. Along the way, we'll shout out some of your comments as listeners, discuss nostalgic stories about cards or players that come to mind, and spread the pure joy that comes with ripping open wax packs. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and most podcast platforms. New episodes drop every Thursday. Our Twitter handle is @RippingWaxPacks. Our email is RippingWaxPacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is RippingWaxPacks. And on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. And we are always looking to promote veterans charities, so contact us. We'll help you find the best way that you and your family can donate to veterans and their families. Also, please give a listen to our sister podcast, CVs Tend to Check Out. It's a music podcast produced by my brother Curtis and I that comes out once a month. Sharing the joy of music and hoping to help listeners discover unfamiliar bands or songs they might want to look further into. So check it out right after you listen to this podcast. Remember, for both podcasts, if you comment, like, subscribe, or review, your name will be put into a random drawing for free prizes each episode. For AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, you'll receive a podcast or cards from the podcast and free wax packs. For CVs Tend to Check Out, you receive some kind of prize that has to do with music. So join in on the fun. This week we will be discussing Baseball Collector's Edge. This is the second time we've done this, so I called this episode Baseball Collector's Edge the second or two. It's a different box, looks different than the one we did before. This is just a it's kind of a second market, or I don't know what you call it, third market, a package that contains randomly, it says on the back, randomly inserted baseball cards, packs, parallels, autographs, and more. The products in this package have been purchased directly from the manufacturer or purchased from the secondary market and repackaged for retail sales by this company, which is called the Fairfield Company. And it says the contents in the box may vary. Above items are not guaranteed. That's talking about the autographs and stuff like that. And it says that one out of every box contains a hit. Now, I don't know what a hit consists of. Maybe that's an autograph or a parallel. So it doesn't mean it's going to be a great player or anything, but usually there's something decent in here. We did this before and it was really fun. I think you get another pack in there maybe, and a bunch of different cards. So I just enjoy busting these open and going down memory lane for some of these players and the cards from the past that I know. I'm not sure how far back they go on these, but we'll find out. It says that this is the Fairfield Company, distributed by Fairfield, a division of Excel Brands out of Des Moines, Iowa. So, like I said, we did one of these before. This is the second iteration of the Collector's Edge box. And you'll get to see the box and the rip on YouTube as we go over there. So if anybody has comments on these, it'd be great to know what you think about them and some of the hits you've got out of them. I was looking online. I saw some people got some autographs, got some parallels, didn't see anything great. But I'm sure some people have got some rookies out of these that are decent. And some of your favorite players are Hall of Famers as well. But we're going to bust it open and see what we get. Again, it's called Baseball Collector's Edge. I got this at, I think, Walgreens. I don't know if that's the only place that has them. But pretty fun little rip. So we're going to do that here in a minute. So go over to YouTube and check it out. And let us know what you think. Remember, give us ideas. Give us different things that you might want to see, or different packs or years that you might want us to bust open. And even if you want to send us some cards to bust open, you can do that. So email us or tweet us to get a hold of us. So go over to YouTube and check it out, and we'll bust open the pack of Collector's Edge baseball cards. So this is our Baseball Collector's Edge pack. It's a repack. I kind of read what was on the back already. Talked about what it contained. Just different cards and maybe a pack in there. Hopefully some parallels, autographs, things like that. But if not, we just love opening packs. A little bit different. If you go back to the other Collector's Edge that I opened, it was a different box. So this must be a new, it just must be a new iteration of, I like that word, I said it twice now on the podcast, iteration of the Collector's Edge box. So Says 1 in 8 contains a hit, so we're going to find out. Look for randomly inserted cards, packs, parallels, autographs, and more. So we're going to open that up. Our winner this week is Randy Dunn, episode 118. Randy, man, haven't talked to you in a long time, Randy. Played baseball with Randy back in the day, and appreciate his support. So you'll be getting some cards, Randy. Hope y'all are doing well. All right, here we go. Let's open this up. Looks like it just glued together, probably very hastily. And they do this. I guess there's just from Walgreens. They were like $5 or something like that. But probably just trying to get rid of cards that are commons and stuff like that. They're cheap and kind of crappy sometimes. But hey, they're major leaguers. They made the major leagues. Like I always say, even if they're commons or they're stiffs, they made the major leagues and better than I am. So right away you get a, there's a Fleer pack in there, 1991 Fleer Ultra. Not worth a lot, but it's cool to open another pack. So we got that to open as well. Here's our, I can't go through every single year. I'll try to if I can, but I don't have my glasses. It's hard to see the small print, but I'm going to try. But they're all different years, so some of them I may not know the exact year. So this is a Bowman Chrome. Looks like it's, I can't even see it on the back. It's so small. Looks like it's maybe 2005 Bowman Chrome. And it's Dan Santon. Pretty cool cards. Leo Rosales. First Bowman Chrome card. Looks like that's a 2006. What do we got here? Looks like some of these are kind of stuck together a little bit here, so probably be defaced. No, it wasn't too bad. All-Star Game 2017, Kendrys Morales. So that means it's a 2000. Looks like it's a 2017. Sorry here. It's a lot of different cards. It's nice to get a bunch of cards, though. It looks like they took like a few from each, like just grabbed them. This is a 2017 as well, and kind of just cut them up. The different groups or something, because there's another one that looks just like it. All-Star Game 2017, Devin Travis. Didn't know he ever made the All-Stars, huh? Never heard of him before. Next, we got Ken Giles. Looks like it's a 2021 Topps. Rookie card of William Contreras. That's pretty cool. 2021 Topps. Christian Pache, rookie. Don't know if he ever became of much. He's supposed to be, but he keeps having rookies and he doesn't do very well. 2021 Tops. Look at that, a 1986 Tops. I love going back in time, back in my era. 1986 Tops. Rick Waits. Bip Roberts, 91 score. Anthony Telford, 1991 Donruss. Gerald Young, 1990 Donruss. This is Dave Fleming, 1994 score, I believe. Eddie Murray, 1988 Donruss, Hall of Famer. Tracy Jones, 700 WLW. If you live in Cincinnati or know that station, I don't know if he does anymore, but I used to listen to his show all the time on AM 700 WLW. Tracy Jones played for the Reds too. Had a couple good years. I think he got hurt. 1990 Donruss. Steve Jeltz, 1990 Tops. Andy Bennis, 1992 Fleer. Andy McGaffigan, good name. Sounds like a comedian. Can't remember his first name as though. 1990 Tops. 1988 Tops. Fernando Valenzuela. He had some good years. There was some Fernando mania back then. This is Matt Stairs. Looks like a 1999 Upper Deck. So see, there's all different types of cards too. It doesn't have to just be one brand. Greg Jeffries. Everybody thought he was going to be the old future star, but he's looking for these cards. 1989 Tops back then. Bob McClure, 1989 Tops. Stan Belinda, 1991 Tops. Roger McDowell, 1991 Tops. Jesse Barfield, 1989 Tops. Robbie Thompson, 1989 Tops. Phil Bradley. This is Upper Deck, 1989, I think. Yeah, 89. What a great set with the Griffey Jr. rookie. Jay Howell, 1989 Upper Deck. Nick Asaski, 1989 Upper Deck. I'm sure we won't find the Griffey Jr. rookie. Jack Clark, 1989 Upper Deck. Kurt Gibson, 1989 Upper Deck. 1990 Fleer, Lance Blankenship. Chad Kruder, 1990 Fleer. Gary Ward, 1990 Fleer. I remember catching a foul ball when I was about 14 years old at a Detroit Tigers game off the bat of Gary Ward. I think it was a home run during warm-ups. Caught it, and then I threw it back to my dad so he could hold on to it. Gary Thurman, 1993 Donruss, I believe. Ooh, that's different. Columbus, 88 Astros. Looks like it's a minor league card. Look at that. Juan Lopez. Never seen a card like that before. Huh. It's pretty cool. See something you've never seen in a repack. Brett Saberhagen All-Star card from 1986. 85, I mean. No, wait. 86. Yeah. Manny Trio, 1983 Donruss. Quinn Marsh. Here's another minor league card. Greensboro. I don't know where they're out of. I don't know who they are affiliated with. I'm not sure. Looks like the Reds. The club is the Reds. Greensboro. Quinn Marsh. Huh. Another one. Stockton. Mike Ignasiak for Stockton. Looks like they are... not sure where they're from. Tigers, maybe? No, he was signed by Milwaukee, so maybe Milwaukee. Huh, that's pretty cool. 1989 Donruss Cecil Espy or Cecil Espy. We got a Juan Rincon. Looks like a Bowman, some type of rookie card, maybe? No, I don't think it's his rookie card. But it's a Bowman. I don't know if that's chrome or not. It's hard for me to read it. I don't think it's chrome. I think it's just paper. I don't even know what year that was. Man, it's hard for me to see it. 1990. It's a 2000. 2000 Bowman. John Stevens. 2000 Bowman. George Bell. 1991 Donruss. Man, he hit some prodigious blasts. Ray Quinones, 1988 Donruss. Tim Drummond, 1991 Donruss. Mike Harkey, 1989 Tops. Jim Pankowitz, 1989 Upper Deck. I wanted to get rid of some of these 1989 Upper Decks and tell you it's really good because it's in the Griffey set, I guess. Here's a really good player. Mark Grace, 1989 Upper Deck. Lance McCullers, 1989 Upper Deck. And Floyd Yeomans, 1989 Upper Deck. All right, and we did get this 1991 Fleer Ultra. We're going to save that for another day. So it's a whole other pack there. Just don't really have time to go through that one. But I appreciate you tuning into the YouTube side. Pretty cool there. Didn't get anything in that, really. But we did get a William Contreras rookie card and a Christian Pache rookie card. So we got Eddie Murray in there. Got Hall of Famer or two. So... pretty fun to open. So go pick one of those up at your local Walgreens store. They're like $5 or $6. And you might get something decent in there. It's just a fun open, fun rip. So appreciate you tuning in to the YouTube side. We're going to go finish up the podcast. All right. Give us your comments. Let us know what you think about the players from this podcast or any of the cards. Or if you have anything to say about Collector's Edge or any other ideas you might have to help us out. Remember to keep Curtis, my brother, in your thoughts and prayers as he's got a lot of work right now and he can't do the Kurt Facts segment, but we'll get back to that. We'll also work on some stuff over the summer, some new ideas and things like that, and maybe have some other people on the podcast to take his place at times, but keep him in your prayers. Remember, you can contact us through our Twitter handle, which is at Ripping Wax Packs. Our email is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. On YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs. See the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. And remember to check out our other podcast, CVs Tend to Check Out. It's a music podcast that comes out once a month. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so contact us to learn more about donating to veterans and their families. This has been AV's Ripping Wax Packs Podcast. This is Aaron Vaughn. Thanking you for tuning in. Have fun, be safe, love one another, and always keep God first in your life. Have a good one.